Osama bin Laden's last abode in the heart of the garrison town of Abbottabad now lies in ruins. These next-door neighbors recall the fateful night when U.S. Special Forces killed the fugitive Al-Qaeda leader.
I was out on my terrace after one of the helicopters crashed, and I saw another one flying over the mansion and then descended swiftly along the perimeter. The wind blew in the main door of my house.
After the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, the Al-Qaeda chief spent much of his time on the run in Pakistan before moving to what locals called the Waziristan mansion. For 5 years, Bin Laden, his three wives and their children lived here. After months of international interest in the Bin Laden home, Pakistani authorities razed the building in February. But former army officer Shaukat Qadir, one of the few investigators given access to the compound, says it will be harder to remove Bin Laden's ideological legacy.
Pakistani Taliban have their ties with Al-Qaeda. We also know that there are a lot. Al-Qaeda still has a lot of following in Punjab, particularly in southern Punjab. So we have a problem. I mean, we Pakistanis have a problem with Al-Qaeda.
Critics say Pakistani authorities often blame outside forces for domestic security problems while ignoring pro-military religious groups. In the months after the U.S. raid, religious groups rallied behind the military, which called the assault a violation of Pakistan's sovereignty. In a VOA interview late last year, U.S. Ambassador to Pakistan Cameron Munter defended the operation as a benefit to both countries.
The attack against Bin Laden was not an attack on Pakistan. It was an attack on a common enemy, and that what we need to do to right any sense of unhappiness on the Pakistani side is to work even more closely together.
Diplomatic talks in the months that followed struggled to regain trust. Relations fell to a new low when 24 Pakistani soldiers were killed in a cross-border U.S. airstrike. Recently, there have been renewed efforts to mend ties as the U.S. prepares to draw down its forces in Afghanistan. Asad Munir is a former officer of the Pakistani spy agency.
I don't think it would be the same the way it were before 2nd May or before, last year, but it has to be improved. If they cannot work together, the exit strategy of Obama, I don't think that it will be materialized.
Analysts say that now that Bin Laden is gone, the main security challenges are those Pakistani and Afghan groups that idealize the Al-Qaeda leader as a symbol of Muslim resistance to the West. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.